Hi, Wade Gault here, author of Put Your Money Where Your Soul Is and creator of the 4-Day Workweek Coaching Program, where we help people move towards a 4-Day Workweek lifestyle. Now, no matter where you're at, whether you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner, or if you're an employee for somebody, there are steps you can take to move more and more towards the lifestyle of a person who works a 4-Day Workweek. Depending where you're at, it might take longer or less time, but there are certain fundamental pieces that need to be implemented and certain fundamental steps in the basic journey to make this happen. What I'm going to do is show you how you get there by understanding the four most important roles and patterns that you take advantage of to get there. Now, in order to get to anything in life, we can try to go from 0 to 60 or make huge jumps, and we might be very likely to fail if we take too big of a jump too quickly. Yet at the same time, if we take a more progressive path, a steadier path, one that may take a little longer to get there, but is based on fundamentals, we're much more likely to succeed. So the first step in having a 4-day workweek lifestyle is to be an apprentice. And what I mean by that is somebody who might still be working in your current job, so without changing jobs, to start learning what are the habits of somebody that works a 4-day workweek. How do they handle their money? How do they handle their time? What sort of relationships are they involved in? How do they deal with their material possessions and their things? These are strategies and patterns that if you don't understand, when you make more money later or you have more free time later, you'll most likely waste it. So sometimes people will talk about lottery winners and they'll say, well, gosh, this person had no money and they won lots of money, millions of dollars. Why did they lose it all? Or this rock star, this movie star made all this money, or this athlete, professional athlete made so much money and they lost it all. What happened? Well, they never learned how to manage the money. They knew how to do what they did, either win a lottery or be an athlete, but they never understood how to manage the money. And so like anything else, if you're given small amounts of money in life and you mismanage those, when you get larger amounts, you'll probably mismanage those. If you have small amounts of free time available and you're wasting those, being able to have large amounts of free time, even if they're given to you, will usually be wasted. So the first step is to be an apprentice and start learning how to best think like and act like somebody that already has a 4-day work week. And again, there's specific strategies, which we'll talk about in a video following this, of how you do that. The second thing is then to be a 4-day worker, a person who takes on their tasks and their work with the intention of getting 5 days worth of results in 4 days, or maybe 6 days worth of results in 4 days. But in essence, this is a person who's not tied to hourly income because they start seeing things as results. So if I cut hair or I mow lawns or I build widgets or whatever it is that I do, not so much how many hours can I bill, but what results can I get in a certain amount of time? Because if I can get a high level of results in a lower amount of time, maybe I can make some more money or enough money to then make what I would have made in 5 days, but only work 4 days. So this also might be a salesperson or a consultant, but again, results focused, not time focused. Then the third step is then to eventually move out on your own. So whereas the worker and the apprentice might be working for somebody else, the entrepreneur is really creating their own destiny. Now, they still work for people. They still have clients. That's one of the things a lot of people miss out on when they say, oh, you work for yourself, or you work for, you know, you're a small business owner. Well, ultimately, you still work for your clients, but you might have more say over the decisions that are made. And so as the entrepreneur, it becomes more about being clear about what are the best opportunities for you, how do you maximize your income or your hourly income, and how do you maximize the results you can get with you as that primary person? And again, as an entrepreneur, I'm talking more as a solopreneur, a solo entrepreneur, maybe with some people they delegate to or an employee or two, but a smaller outfit, and getting clear about how you get those results, again, in a smaller amount of time so you can manage your time and then work that 4-day work week. And then as a 4-day business owner, it becomes more about how do you get people excited about sharing in your vision, the vision you had as the entrepreneur, and wanting to help you and support you in whatever your vision is? So if your vision is only about you and only about you making money, you're probably not going to get a whole lot of people excited to help you do that. And yet at the same time, if your vision is focused on making an impact in the world, making a big difference, helping people, doing awesome things, you're going to find there's a lot of people that want to work with you in that. And if you can find a way to compensate them, to share with them parts and responsibilities that you need done that maybe you don't want to focus on, and you want to focus on higher quality, higher impact, perhaps higher dollar things, that you build a team around you. But in all of this, the main focus is to say, okay, I got to do this one step at a time. And even if I'm already an entrepreneur, even if I'm already a business owner, it doesn't mean I don't have to do what a worker needs to do, which is be worth a lot per hour and get results, or what an apprentice does, which is take care of what I already have. So again, in all of this, each step has its lessons and its strategies and its milestones that people need to really lock in order to get the best results. So again, if you become a business owner, but you miss out on the lessons as the apprentice or as the worker, chances are you won't sustain the 4-day work week. You might say, well, I'm going to go on vacation for a month, and you go away on vacation for a month, but because you didn't create that foundation, you come back and everything's a mess. So these are the steps, the primary steps to working a 4-day work week and the stages in the journey. In upcoming videos, I'm going to dive into each of the steps, the stages, the apprentice, the worker, the entrepreneur, and the business owner in greater detail. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to learn more about creating a 4-day work week lifestyle, go ahead to 4dayworkweek.com, check out what we have there, opt in, watch the videos, and as always, look forward to helping you make more money in less time, doing what you do best, so you can work a 4-day work week. Thank you.